Welcome to the Entrepreneurial Biome Podcast, a space for nurturing the ecosystem of business, body, and living. What would it be like if you gave your body a leadership role in your business and chose greater happiness every day? These are the conditions that create a healthy biome and a thriving business. I'm your host, Heather Nichols, and I'm so happy you're here. Hello, everybody. Welcome to the Entrepreneurial Biome Podcast. We are going to dive in today to the fourth part in our Being an Athlete in Your Business series. And gosh, it seems like we started this a long time ago. Time really flies around here. So I started, if you haven't seen the other episodes, you can go back and listen. Started them before the holidays, which, you know, you could be listening to this, you know, in a year. So who knows, you know, what timing you're going to be catching with all of it. But we went through, kind of did like an introduction to the whole idea of what it is to be an athlete in your business, and then kind of three elements that I've been playing with that just make a lot of sense to me. Like the three kind of areas that you really want to be developing and nurturing as part of the biome, part of the ecosystem of a really thriving, healthy business. And the first one was having clarity of where are you going? What are you asking for? Like really having a clarity of ask, of direction, not too defined, not too undefined, but really a sense of like knowing what you're up to and where you're going. And then the second one, which aired before this one, well, two podcasts ago, because we did a special extra one with Dr. Dane here, which was amazing. It was on profit. So if you didn't listen to that one, definitely have a listen to that. It was just beautiful conversation. The second element of being an athlete in your business was about being, knowing and perceiving and receiving, and really the energetics that you bring, which is like the fertilizer of the soil of the biome that really allows, well, it is the fertile soil of the biome that allows the whole biome to thrive. And I won't recap or reiterate because it was a great podcast and I highly recommend going back and having a listen to that one. So the third element today, and this is the final one in this sort of little mini series on being an athlete, is about it's sort of like the organization of your business, but it's really more than that. It's like the support, like what is the support that you have as an entrepreneur? And I was going to go more into like systems and organization, because that's a key piece too. And I would actually kind of fold that into a bigger conversation of support, like the support systems in your business and the support, the organizational support, and the people that are supporting you. But I've already done a podcast on systems and organization, so you can go back and listen to that one. I don't remember what it was called, but it's in the archives. But what I really would like to talk about today is the people, because this is a big one. Working with staff is a huge universe. And when I say working with people as a way of getting support, I don't actually just mean working with staff. I also mean having the support in place for you to actually, whether it's coaching, like having a business coach or some sort of a container, you know, that you create inside of, that you create with, that allows you to really be in a constant conversation of where are we going? What are we doing? You know? And with that, it's like surrounding yourself in your business with also with people that can help. I've spoken before on this, on the Biome podcast about, the book Who Not How, which I love, 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 love. I've read it twice. I'm like, I think it's time to read it again. It's just an absolutely brilliant book by Dan Sullivan and Benjamin Hardy. It's on the strategic coach work, which is I'm also in their training now for this year. So I'm learning a lot of their systems and conversations, which has been really cool. But Who Not How is, in case you haven't heard me talk about it before, it's a brilliant question to be asking when there's something that you would like to create. You want to ask who can create this, not how do I create it. You want to ask who can I find that will contribute to this, not how do I move this forward. And one of the big mistakes that entrepreneurs make is they do everything themselves, you know, and a lot of us started that way, you know, and in a lot of ways, you know, you have to start there because you're starting from ground zero, you know, and most people don't have the resources and the luxury to start a business surrounded by staff, you know, and so that's where a lot of entrepreneurs begin. And certainly I did. But I realized early on, I had been encouraged by somebody to have someone helping me. And I, for me, it was like, I didn't know how to do all the technology stuff. I know a lot more about how to do that stuff now, but it's never been an interest of mine. It's never been something I wanted to do because that's not why I went into business. I didn't go into the business that I have, to be a technology person, you know, to run my own back-end systems. And for a long time, I did run my own back-end systems and because I had to, you know, and I just learned it. But the first person that I ever hired in my business, I hired for 2 hours a week and I paid her $25 an hour. And I was like, I can afford, you know, $50 a week. I can afford $200 a month to have somebody, you know, and it was really cool because this was a long time ago. Like this was, my kids were quite little. So, and they're like 16 and 18 now. So this is probably, you know, I don't know, at least 12 years ago, maybe more, there was something about having somebody there that I could bounce things off of and that I could, you know, ask to do things, even though it was only 2 hours a week. There's something about having someone there that created way more for me than the 2 hours a week than you would think it would create. You know, it didn't just save me 2 hours a week. It created something greater. And ever since then, I've had people working in my business. And, you know, the conversation of like having the support of people around you is it's a big one. And there's a lot of nuances to it. And there's a lot of places we could go with this. You know, this is not just I'm going to talk about this for a half an hour and then that's it. You know, this is an enormous universe. And it really depends on where you're at in your business, what you have available to work with. And, you know, there's so many different factors and different conversations we could have based on where are you in your business. Do you have anybody working with you or do you have a big staff? And if you have a staff, then, you know, managing and facilitating the staff and letting go to let your staff contribute to you and creating all kinds of, you know, ways to allow that to occur. That's also a whole other conversation. So it's depending on where you are, you know, there's a lot of different, all the listeners here are at different places with your business. If you have a business, and even if you don't have a formal business, I would say you have the business of your life. And I am a big fan of having people support you in life as well, or support me, you know? So I've always had people that help me with my household stuff. I had people help me with my kids when they were younger and they needed a lot more of like driving and homework help and cooking and this and that. So I always had someone who was here and the money was always there to pay that person. Not because I had lots of it laying around extra, but because that person's presence in my life helped me to create the money to actually pay them, that gave me the space to create even more in my business. So whatever your life situation is, your business situation is, your biome is, you know, let people contribute to you. And that's really what I want to talk about here. And if we look at it, you know, specifically from the perspective of a business, we've got, you know, one of the questions that I love, it goes right along the lines of the who, not how conversation. And it's a question from Gary Douglas, who is the founder of Access Consciousness. And the question goes, you know, basically like, who can I find to do this that's better than me? And it blew my mind when I started asking that question, because I there's so many things that I'm good at. And if you're an entrepreneur and you have, you know, a business that's, you know, succeeding in some way, you got a lot going for you. You know, like you've got a lot of capabilities, probably more than you acknowledge, because that's true for most of us. You know, we know how to do a lot of things. We're fast, we're dynamic, we're potent. And there's a lot that I knew how to do. But I started asking for people that were better than me to show up to do lots of things. And the other thing, and this is even more of a kicker, was I started asking to be useless in my own business. Now, why would you want to be useless in your own business? Well, if you're useless in your own business, then you can actually, if you kind of make yourself obsolete, you know, then you can actually create something totally new and totally different. And what if your whole staff was doing that? If you have a staff, if your whole staff was doing that, like making themselves useless in their role, because there was like, whether it's automation or, you know, other people coming in to do something that they've, you know, like maybe they've created systems that are really beautiful systems that can kind of, you can plug other people into so that those people can create even greater. And that's kind of how I always see it, is like, let's keep, you know, up leveling and creating even greater with what it is that we're doing here. And if everybody in the team is supported to do that and to find their unique abilities, which is also, there's a book. I actually haven't read it yet. So, but I love all of Dan Sullivan's books. There's a book called Unique Ability 2.0 or something. I can't remember the exact title, but it's a Dan Sullivan, a strategic coach book. And he may not have even written it, but it's in the strategic coach kind of suite of books. There's a lot of books that they have. But the whole idea is that you find your unique ability and you surround yourself with people that can do everything that's not that. And then you hone in on it and you get even more brilliant at what you do. And you find more people that can do, you let go of more things, you find more people to do those things, and then you get even greater, and so on and so on. And that is, that's a really cool way of playing. And it's actually something that's talked about in another one of their books, the Dan Sullivan book, 10X is easier than 2X. So I'm throwing out lots of books that I love right now. But that is like, it's like once you surround yourself with a lot of great people, you can exponentialize your business, and it's easier to 10X your business than it is to double it, you know? And the way that you do that is by getting into your unique ability, your unique capacities, and developing that and honing it over time, bringing in the people to support you, developing even more, bringing in more people to support you, developing even more. You all develop and you evolve. And one of the things that I love from, that I've learned from working with the company Access Consciousness, is that people in that company, people are hired for their awareness. And it's actually not just like a, you know, kind of a, it's not something that's just sort of like tossed around as like a cute little thing to say, you know, or like a great idea. Like, it's actually true. And it's so cool because any job that anybody does, like the ask is, hey, bring your awareness, like please bring your awareness, you know, to the job. And so people are hired way more for their awareness than they are for what they do. And I have adopted that in my own business, and I do that dynamically. I've learned from some great people, really, really great people. I'm so grateful. And so for me, when I hire people, it's like I'm in the question of how can I find people that are better than me? How can I make myself useless so that I can create even more and greater? And then when I bring people in, it's like the first question I ask people is, what do you enjoy? Like, what's fun for you? And that's a job interview with me. That's probably going to be the first question. What's fun for you? And what I'm doing now is not even, you know, probably won't even be doing interviews. I've done all of them up until this point, and I'm turning a lot of things over to my team right now, which is really exciting. There's so many things I want to say about all of this. So I'll come back to that in a moment. But when you ask people what they enjoy, and when you not just talk about it, but you actually like create the conditions for them to bring that, and they get to also discover what that is. And they also get to evolve with that. They get to evolve with that because there's an engagement that someone is like they bring and they be with your business. It's a unique synergy. Let's just say your business and the creations in your business, and that person brings their awareness. Now that's a very unique, energetic relationship, you know, and they also bring it to the team, and the team has that with each other. And there's all these different energies there. And that's going to explode and expand that person's awareness of what's fun for them. And they're also going to start to see things that they could create that haven't been created yet. You know, it's like, oh, what if we did this with the business? And for me, I have the point of view that my business is magnanimous. And I am always asking to be that as well. But my business has a very magnanimous energy, willing to give and willing to be a big energy for a lot of people. And there's a sense that the business, like the entity of the business itself as its own energy, is like, hey, I am available to be used to create lots of revenue for lots of people, you know? And so it's like, it's this vehicle for the creation of possibilities, the creation of different realities in the world, the creation of a lot of contribution to as many people as possible, and the generation and creation of revenue streams. And so it's like, if people come in to work with me and work in the business and work with the team, and they bring ideas for revenue streams that then pay their salary and expand all of our, you know, what we can, like the abundance of the whole business and all of our, you know, paychecks or whatever, there's no limit to who I can add and how many people I can add. And I've started to really see that with the business and bringing people in is like, I've really started to see there's no limit to the revenue streams that can be created here. And if there are people that are really willing to show up and generate that, then let's go, let's do it. And it matches. It's not just like bringing in lots of people off the street. It's like, it has to match the clarity, you know, part one of being an athlete in your business, you know, it has to match the clarity of where are we going, you know? But when people show up and they contribute that, it's really cool. And, you know, the thing about that is you got to get out of the way, you know, and this is a big one for entrepreneurs because we tend to be control freaks. Anybody else? Self-confessed control freak of magnitude. And a lot of times that's how we've gotten where we've gotten is by being really good at doing that, you know? And also what I see is that it's so much more generative, productive, easy, lucrative, powerful to let go of control. And the bigger piece of that is actually that when you let go of control, you actually dynamically empower the people that you work with to show up and create and to bring what it is that they're bringing and what they can bring. And I see this a lot, and I'm seeing this even right now because I'm starting to it's not about stepping back. It's more like scaling up, like zooming up, you know, in my own business and going, okay, guys, like, here's what we'd like to create, you know, here's what I'd like to create. And, you know, let's all get clear on this and then you go create it, you know. And there's some really cool, tools in Strategic Coach, that allow you to, they're like these really cool tools that allow you to use to get clear with your team as to like, what are the targets and also to have them be measurable in a way. It's not about getting too much into like definition and solidity, because that is dangerous too, because then that kind of sets you up for disappointment. And it doesn't generate as much possibility as other things can. But when you're willing to have a clear sense of clarity with your team and like, this is what I like to create, this is what the business is asking for, this is where we're going, this is how we'll know when it's shown up, let's go for it. And everybody knows what they're working toward, and everybody also has a job, you know? It's not about being super defined. Again, it's just like, people know what they're doing, and they know that they know what resources are available. And if they need more resources, they can ask for that. And you let them go. You give them, we call it in the Joy of Business and Access Consciousness, the green light system. Go, you know, you go and create. And there's a trust and an empowerment that shows up with your team that is super, super dynamic. And people start to develop their own capacities, find strengths that they didn't know that they had, find awareness that they didn't know that they had, get a sense of power and potency and contribution that they didn't know was possible sometimes. And it's really amazing. It's one of my favorite things is to watch people start to really shine as they bring their brilliance, their awareness, and their uniqueness forward in the business. Because everybody benefits from that. The business benefits, I benefit, we all benefit from that. And they benefit too. And it's like, what if people could become greater by working with you? And however long they stay, however long they do it, you know, when they leave, they're greater and they take that into the world with them. That is so cool. And it's amazing to be part of creating that. And so this has been a huge piece for me. And one of the things that I always say when I talk to entrepreneurs about what they're up to and this big, huge area of working with staff and being supported, is that this is one of those things. This is probably the main area of a business that like creates the most amount of growth personally, like on a, you know, kind of personal, energetic, and professional level. Learning how to work with people requires a lot of skill, a lot of commitment, a lot of capacity and awareness. And if you're the entrepreneur, it's your business, like you've got to be willing to lead. You've also got to be willing to empower other people to lead as well. And one of the things we play with in Access Consciousness is this idea of a gaggle. And that a gaggle of geese flies in formation. There's one at the front, but it's not always the same one at the front, you know, and that one will move to the back and other ones will move to the front as they move. And, you know, one gets tired and they go back and they let the rest of the gaggle carry them and they switch out, you know, who leads. So I love the idea of that and the energy of that in a business, because people can rise to the lead depending on the project or what area of the business it is, or the moment, you know, or somebody just needs a break, somebody's tired, or they're, you know, got stuff going on, whatever. So there's this energy that I love, that energy of having a gaggle, you know, where everybody is invited into the leading position when it's appropriate, you know, and there's always, and there's different kind of leadership positions that you can also create within a business. And this also, like, this goes into like the whole world of like knowing how people function. I mean, there's so much here, and this is why I'm saying, like, this is a huge growth area. It is a huge growth area. And it is an area of growth that to me has been so incredibly enriching, enlivening. There are moments where it's not the easiest thing in the world. And at the same time, like, I say that and I'm like, but it hasn't, for me, like, that hasn't even shown up in a long time. Cause for one, I have a phenomenal team. I love my team. They're amazing. And we all use similar tools. And that's an important piece, is to have a conversation that is, you know, where we're working in the same way with the similar tools, to have some consistency with how the business is created. But also, like, there's just this real willingness to explore and to look at our stuff and, you know, let go of stuff that we're holding on to that doesn't serve. Just, you know, like, keep moving forward in the name of, you know, the contributing to the business and contributing to what we're up to in the world. And people move in, people move out, people move around. That's part of it. That's totally part of it. And when you have the systems in place and the organization in place, and you have the people in place and the people that are so empowered that they really enjoy their jobs, that they're not going to just leave you on a dime. If it's time for them to leave, there's an elegance to that also. And I've had some key people leave. I had a really key person leave my business this summer, and it was this really graceful exit. Like, it was like, this is going to happen, and let's move in that direction. It wasn't like, I'm gone, you know. And there's a willingness for us as entrepreneurs, who are like the owners of the business, to receive. And that's also a huge piece, is the willingness to receive from the people that are working with you, to receive their gratitude, to receive that they desire to contribute to you, you know. And the more we empower people, the more we allow them to bring their awareness and their ideas, the more we give them the forum to lead and to really, like, to shine in the business, which allows the business to shine, the more people will be so grateful for you. And there's this beautiful energy that gets created in that way. And I would say, like, as far as, like, how does this relate to being an athlete in your business? Well, to me, this is like, it's really taking a very different road in terms of creating a business and working with people. It's taking a road that is way more conscious and, like, possibility based, you know, and it turns you, the process of this over time makes you a far greater person. And that's a lot of, to me, this athlete in your business is like being really great, like being as great as you can be and as great as you are and becoming greater all the time. And when you surround yourself with people that have your back, where you have their back as well, because you can't ask people to have your back if you don't have their back. Like, I should have said that in the beginning. We could have just been done. you got to have people's backs, like, actually, you know. And when you have that, you know, there's so much magic, there's so much creation, there's so much growth of the business that is possible. The focus is on that rather than the office politics and da 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 da, you know. The focus is on the growth, the expansion, the generativity, where we're going, the greatness of everybody, the gaggling of everybody, like the willingness to, you know, work together. And again, it's not Pollyanna. It's not, you know, it's not like fantasy land. But there's a culture and a tone that you set when that's how you see your staff and you're willing to be constantly evolving with them and allow them to contribute to the evolution of the business and each other. That is quite magical. And boy, I mean, an athlete surrounds themselves with phenomenal people. An athlete does not go out drinking with their buddies the night before the Olympics, you know, like the drinking buddies, you know, that are like, hey, have another beer. You know, that's not who they're going to surround themselves with. You know, they're also going to surround themselves with coaches and, you know, like professionals who know how to support them in what they're doing, which is a whole other piece that I didn't really get to. But I can't imagine. My business would not be anywhere near where it is if I didn't have a lot of support and facilitation and coaching over the years from a lot of different people. I just can't even imagine. I would not be here. That's for sure. So I'm really grateful for all the people that have contributed and still do. And that's an area that I never stop investing in because it's there's always more. You know, and if you want your business to keep growing, you have to keep growing. And you cannot grow in isolation. You have to surround yourself with phenomenal people. So this is like just a glimpse into the universe of this third aspect of being an athlete in your business. The who not how world, the gaggle world, the world of surrounding yourself with phenomenal people and getting the support that you require and that the business requires to truly thrive. And, you know, like I said, there's a million more conversations and tools, that I, you know, I have access to that I have with people on a regular basis, whether it's in private sessions, business done different classes, which is an amazing online class that we do. And sometimes it's live as well. I tend to do it more online, but really phenomenal, like deep dive into creation. And then also my generative business pods, which is a 6-month intensive, let's say, that really dives into a lot of these conversations. So different ways of accessing more of these types of conversations. And all of that is on my heathernichols.com website. I have a business done different class coming up. I have a generative business pods coming up, and I also have some private work, that I do ongoingly. And I'm just going to use this forum to also say, we are actually looking for great people to play in the business right now. And we're looking for interns as well as paid positions. Still kind of getting clear on exactly how that's going to look because we're rearranging a lot of things. But there's some cool ways that we create in that way. So if you're somebody or you know somebody who might be interested, you can shoot us an email, info@heathernichols.com. Introduce yourself, you know, say that you listen to the podcast and tell us what you love to do and what you would do with the business. That's what I always want to know is, what would you do with this business? You know, what are your plans and visions? You know, that's the exciting thing, you know, is to look at that. And you may listen to this a long time from now and you can still shoot over an email because we're always looking for great people. So, thank you so much for listening. And, I feel like I just scratched the surface of actually a conversation that I really love to have because there's something that is so incredible about the play of people. People can be really frustrating. There are times where I don't want to talk to people. But I almost always want to talk to my team because I love them. They're because we're creating, you know, and to me, the generative and creative relationships are the best kind. Like those are the most fun relationships because you're doing something in the world. You're creating a difference in the world. And that's really cool. And to me, that's what it's all about. So thanks for listening. Thanks for being here. We will catch you next time. And next week, I'm going to be having another guest. The phenomenal Desi Springer is going to be joining me, and we're going to be talking about the Bowspring movement practice that I love so much. So different topic, diving more into some body conversations next week and, you know, probably for a few weeks after that. So make sure you tune in. Thanks so much, everybody. Bye for now. Thank you for joining me for the Entrepreneurial Biome podcast. If you enjoyed this episode, please like, share, and subscribe. For more resources, check out my website at heathernichols.com and my social media channels as well. Have a beautiful day, and remember that your business thrives when you do.